أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 36 of Surah An-Nur. The previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's nur. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fact, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to His nur whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so pleases. Now these people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fi buyutin, that they are attached to the houses. And what houses are these? Allah gives some description. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted permission that these houses are raised. Ittifaq, all the sahaba, all the tabi'een, the whole ummah is of the opinion that here Allah ta'ala is speaking about it, the houses of Allah, and that is the masajid. Now with regards to the masajid, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated a very beautiful hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The gist of the hadith is that that person who loves Allah ta'ala, and this is something that Allah grant all of us, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah grants us His love and we have the love of Allah, then deen becomes very easy for us. Then that person will love me, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the person that loves me, then he should love my sahaba. He loves me, he should love my sahaba. Then the person that loves my sahaba, that person will love the Qur'an Kareem. And the person that loves the Qur'an Kareem, he will love the masajid, that is the masjid, the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that these masajid, they are maymoon. In other words, they are blessed. And the person that is attached to the masajid, that person also becomes blessed. So Allah ta'ala grant us that we become attached to the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the masajid. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that these are the fortresses of Allah. In other words, our iman and our Islam and all of that is protected in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ya adhinallahu an turfa, buyut now we understand is the masajid, but adhinallahu an turfa, Allah has granted permission that it be raised. There are two meanings that come down from sahaba, and then the tabi'een have also accepted these two meanings. An turfa means that when the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is built, great care should be taken that it is built in a way that it has purity and there is everything with regards to the beauty of the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he restructured the Masjid al-Nabawi and he expanded Masjid al-Nabawi, then he used in those days hard wood that was not normally and usually used for the masjid or for the building of anything. And then we found later that the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, most especially Masjid al-Nabawi, was adorned and it was decorated. But obviously there should never be any extravagance, there should never be any un-Islamic aspects with regards to it. So one is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given permission that that takes place. And then an-turfa also means that it is elevated. Elevated how? Elevated in the hearts of the people, that there be due respect in the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat insofar as every aspect is concerned. The next aspect Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُذْكَرَ فِي هَسْمُهُ, and in it the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken. The name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taken obviously when we perform our salat, we are taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. a person is making tilawat of Quran Sharif, that is the best form of the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also then other aspects of the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person should engage in the salat, a person engages in tilawat of Quran, a person should engage in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obviously not in a way that one becomes a hindrance to the ibadat of other people. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوبِ وَالْآصَالِ. And in the houses of Allah, the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala is made. Tasbih here means the glory, the purity of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is made. بِالْغُدُوبِ وَالْآصَالِ, morning and evening. Morning obviously, like now at the time of Fajr, after the time of Fajr, right till sunrise for those who may be able to do so, after performance of Asr Salat, between Asr and Maghrib. And bil udubi wal asal, morning and evening, will also mean like how we say day and night. In other words, continuously the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should take place in the houses of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.